Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, the only book you'll ever need on small business taxes, tax secrets, legal loopholes, and deductions to save you money, plus bookkeeping and accounting for beginners, by Garrett Munro is a practical nonfiction guide aimed at small business owners, new entrepreneurs, and readers who want a clearer understanding of business tax obligations. The book positions itself as an accessible introduction to the tax side of running a business, covering core topics such as business entity choices, self-employment tax, deductions, bookkeeping, and basic accounting habits. Based on the available information, its purpose is not to present advanced legal theory, but to reduce confusion around tax compliance and help readers identify legitimate ways to lower tax burden. It also appears to include bonus worksheets and checklists designed to support record keeping and tax preparation, which reinforces its hands-on, step-by-step orientation. The result is a reference-style business finance guide that tries to make a technically difficult subject more usable for beginners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how business structure affects tax responsibility and long-term cost. A central theme of the book is the tax impact of choosing between an LLC, corporation, sole proprietorship, or partnership. This matters because entity selection affects how income is taxed, how owners pay themselves, and what paperwork the business must maintain. For a beginner, the value of this topic is not in abstract legal classification, but in the practical consequences of each structure. A sole proprietorship may be simpler to operate, but it can leave less room for tax planning. A corporation may offer different tax treatment, but it also comes with more formal obligations. By comparing these options, the book helps readers see that business formation is not just a legal decision, but a financial one. That perspective is useful for anyone starting a company, since early structure choices can shape tax bills, compliance needs, and the ability to claim deductions later. Secondly, making income, employment, and self-employment tax is understandable. The book also focuses on the tax categories that create the most confusion for new business owners: income tax, employment tax, and self-employment tax. These are different obligations, and beginners often struggle to understand when each applies or how they interact. By breaking them down with plain language explanations and examples, the book helps readers build a basic framework for compliance that is especially important for sole proprietors and independent operators, who may need to calculate self-employment tax on earnings that would be handled differently in a payroll setting. A clear explanation of these tax types can prevent underpayment, surprise liabilities, and avoidable penalties. The value of this section is practical clarity. Instead of treating taxes as a single opaque burden, it shows that the system is made up of distinct parts with different rules. That makes tax planning more manageable and less dependent on guesswork. Thirdly, legal deductions and tax-saving loopholes as a compliance strategy. Another major focus is identifying deductions and legal tax-saving methods that can reduce what a business owes without crossing compliance lines. The book emphasizes lawful and ethical tax reduction rather than aggressive avoidance, which is important because small business owners need strategies that withstand scrutiny. Its approach appears to center on spotting ordinary business expenses that qualify for deduction, understanding how to document them properly, and using current rules to minimize unnecessary tax burden. This is significant because many owners either miss deductions they are entitled to or claim expenses without enough support, creating risk. The book's framing suggests that saving money is tied to knowing the rules well enough to use them correctly. In practical terms, that means tax efficiency comes from organization, documentation, and awareness of what the IRS allows, not from shortcuts. This makes the topic especially useful for readers who want to lower taxes while maintaining a defensible position. Fourthly, bookkeeping and record keeping as the foundation of tax readiness. The inclusion of bookkeeping and accounting basics makes the book more than a tax guide, because it connects tax preparation to day-to-day financial habits. Small businesses often struggle not because they do not know that taxes exist, but because they lack organized records when filing time arrives. The book appears to address that problem by stressing simple record-keeping systems, essential documents to save, and methods that help owners stay audit-ready. This is a useful angle because deductions, expense tracking, and compliance all depend on reliable records. Good bookkeeping is not presented as a separate technical specialty, but as the mechanism that makes tax savings possible in the first place. For beginners, this reduces the intimidation of accounting by focusing on practical routines instead of formal theory. The underlying message is that tax outcomes improve when financial information is kept clean, current, and easy to retrieve. That makes bookkeeping a preventive tool rather than a last-minute core. Lastly, beginner-friendly support tools for tax season and IRS preparedness. The book also distinguishes itself through its support materials, including checklists, audit guidance, negotiation tips, and startup tools. These bonuses suggest that the author wants readers to move from understanding concepts to using them in real situations. A checklist can help a business owner identify deductions or document expenses before filing, while audit guidance can reduce panic by explaining what records matter most. This kind of supplemental material is important because tax anxiety often comes from uncertainty, not just complexity. By offering structured tools, the book turns broad advice into actionable steps. It also appears to acknowledge that some readers may need help deciding when to manage tax issues themselves and when to consult a professional. That practical boundary is valuable since small business owners need to control costs without overestimating their own expertise. In that sense, the book functions as both an instructional manual and a preparedness toolkit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for small business owners, first-time entrepreneurs, freelancers, and readers who want a clearer entry point into business taxes without starting with a dense professional manual. Its main benefit is practical orientation. It tries to explain how structure, deductions, bookkeeping, and self-employment taxes fit together in everyday business life. Readers looking for a broad overview of tax basics will likely gain the most, especially if they need help organizing records and understanding which expenses may be deductible. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of tax instruction with beginner bookkeeping support and bonus tools that seem designed for immediate use. Compared with more technical tax books, it appears less focused on legal theory and more focused on helping non-specialists stay organized, avoid penalties, and make better decisions early. Compared with generic business finance books, it is more narrowly centered on taxes and compliance. That narrower focus is likely its main strength for readers who want a usable small business tax reference rather than a general finance overview. If you would like to support Garrett Monroe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.